as we open up our heart to receive ancient wisdom. So they're reminding us, as I was just sort of chatting and just conversing in the mental body, that indeed we are advancing and occurring on much higher levels and much higher stations, and it's coming through our heart, our spiritual heart. So we want to remember that this is our destiny. We want to remember that we're moving back into our soul's remembrance, our soul's occurrence, our soul's agreement. So we agreed in this lifetime to return to that ancient scripture, to that ancient truth that has been abiding by us all along, waiting for that precise time, waiting for that permission to move into further expansiveness. So in other words, we're really clearing out our old energies, our old focuses, our old, like all of that old energies where we've just sort of been tied in knots. And so while it may seem like it could actually be getting worse instead of better, it really has to do with our commitment to hold the light, to hold our highest abundance. So when I just said highest abundance, the lights that went shooting off are just, I want to say, unreal. And what I mean by that, it has nothing to do with what we have referred to as reality in our five senses. In other words, it's really returning to accessing our higher awareness and our true reality. So each of us are gifted in put this in words, like in avalanche, overload, abundance. And they're saying true recall. So when I've got the words true recall, it's like who we truly are. So we want to keep on receiving that grace. We want to keep on receiving that clearest vision, clearest truth, clearest certainty, because as like the files are expunged, in other words, that's what's occurring. Everything that has tripped us up, that has caused us to kind of hide, not align with our truth, is really bubbling, is really surfacing. So when I said bubbling and I couldn't get the words out, it was like I just saw this cauldron. And so it's sort of like everything is churning, everything, and when I'm saying churning, I'm seeing the universe card. So it's like everything is being churned. So and the idea is that we let go. We let go of the false self. We've let go of the false image. We let go because this is what's occurring. Everyone on the planet is being forced to let go of the old circumstances, of the old beliefs. Now, where we have the lovely advantage is we're being shown, we're being tuned to our highest promise. Everybody is. It's just that those that have already accomplished this in other realities and other remembrances and other incarnations, it's like we are the devoted ones. In other words, we're returning to our devoted self. We're returning to our devoted essence. So this really requires the remembrance of a backup system. So in other words, you're leaving the past, you're leaving what seemed to be comfortable, you're leaving what you thought was attractive, what you thought was what you wanted. And it's sort of like having a generator where we're moving into that backup system that in fact knows our true recall, knows our true wealth, knows our true establishment, has all the answers, has all the miracles, has all the joy, has where we lived in fifth dimensional awareness previously. It's nothing new. It may be new to our senses, but again, we're going beyond the five senses into our holiness, into our rapture. And so as we will receive this offering of love, as we will receive this offering of delight, You want to allow it to stir you. You want to allow it to really emphasize that which is coming, that which you're being promoted to, that which you're being lifted up to, because we're moving full steam ahead. So when I say full steam ahead, there are ones that are like, okay, I'm willing to follow you, but I don't see that on my page. One moment, guys. Come here, buddy. Oh, goodness. I don't see that on my page. In other words, what page is she on? What paragraph? What line? I don't see it. So again, we're not seeing it with the old extension, meaning the five senses, our linear life as we've understood it up to now. We're receiving it. There, the machine is going off. It'll be quieter. We're receiving it with the outpicturing of love. So when we're saying love, we're not talking about conditional love. We're not talking about handing roses or a greeting card to someone. We're talking about our true nature within. So what we're doing is we're opening up at last to our sacred heart, to our sacred visioning, to our sacred trust of self. And so this is where we receive the glory. So when I said trust of self, the energies that are just combining to help us soar, to help us break through, to help us at last move into our humble acquaintance. And that humble acquaintance is when you meet the beloved. In other words, when you meet your true self, it's like we're all each going to be very humble because we had no idea who we really were. So it's like, you know, like glory to God at last. And the God being our God self, the God being our true essence, the God being who we truly, truly, truly are. So they're saying, as you will get a whiff of this higher intelligence, in other words, the light that is canvassing us, that is exploring us, that is just surrounding us, is bringing forth heavenly bliss. So this is where we're coming to our true senses. We're leaving our divided self, where we have to do things painfully, in suffering, in sorrow, in despair, really following that old verse, and we're coming into a new lifestyle. So allow these riches to explode. And when we say explode, it's like I just see lights going off, light. Like just imagine almost like raining, but light. And again, it's emitting from our sacred heart. So it's almost like, well, where's that light coming from? It's actually coming from within. It's coming from our inner chamber. It's coming from our true essence. So this is where we're really learning how to serve the self with delight. Delight is, I don't even know what I'm going to do in the outer. I'm just delighted with my true essence. And so as we become self-absorbed is becoming absorbed with our true self, then everything is set in order. Everything is set in place because what is around us, in other words, our next steps are already there. But we have to, they're saying accentuate the obvious, like we have to perceive it. So how we perceive that opportunity is by correct association of self. In other words, how we're receiving ourself. And this is where we're extending ourselves in glory. So allow yourselves to receive that this holy matrimony. Again, coming into your truest essence, aligning with your devoted self, with your devoted essence. And so I just receive this as energy, as light. And it's that kind of feeling where how do I put this in words? It's sort of like you just start feeling like your real self, or you just start feeling good. And it's like, oh my gosh, I feel so much better now, without understanding where that will lead. Because again, we're learning how to be devoted to that I am presence that is already there, has already it all figured out, that is already exploding in love. So remember, every time we have the angst, the fear, whatever it is, This is the old verse. This is the old constraint. And so where we're moving is to explode in love, where we're already feeling that wholeness. And then we follow that accelerated presence. We follow that light, and everything starts opening up for us. So we're allowing ourselves to receive that heavenly vision. Again, it's an energetic vision. It's an energetic acceptance. You may feel it. You may sense it. You may just hold the faith that it's there. It doesn't matter because it's there. So it really has to do with your consent. It has to do with your agreement. So the agreement is to step up. The agreement is to explode. The agreement is to turn over. So when we say explode, you're not going anywhere, but you're exploding in consciousness, which means, and I just got confirmation from your, someone's guide. So it's like you're exploding in consciousness where you're leaving the old reality. You're leaving the old reality. So again, it's like not trying to figure anything out of the linear. Suddenly you self-adjust and everything proceeds. In other words, it's all just there. You just know it. It just arrives, whatever is warranted. So we're allowing that processional claim. So this is what you're agreeing to. You're simply saying yes, yes, yes to my light, yes to my higher self, yes to all my abilities, because again, we all have them. They've all been stored away as we've been like cleaning out the cabinets, clearing out karma, and again, not just our specific karma, it's just really serving the collective and just moving the consciousness along. So this is where it's just sort of, I don't want to say stormy, but the energies right now are very, very intense. And they're intense. It's almost like I had the machine on. Do I want the delicate cycle? Do I want the regular cycle? So we're no longer on delicate cycle. You know, it's sort of like if you have it on the regular cycle, you really, everything gets like a good wash. And so this is what's happening now. It's happening for our achievement, and the hour being the collective hour. And they're saying, they're just kind of using a pun with all this saying, and this is the hour. So in other words, the hour is upon us. Let us receive. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. When I'm saying beautiful, 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 I really mean everyone's light. I really mean everyone's